Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey friends, I want to thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to go straight to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 8 and just one short verse, verse 26. You of little faith, why are you so afraid? After witnessing three powerful miracles of Jesus in the first half of Matthew 8, his disciples, the guys, are dropped into the crucible in the Sea of Galilee. I mean, there is a fierce and furious storm that shows how fickle their faith is. How'd you like what we did with those Fs right there? I know, but the sky is dark. I mean, the wind is howling, the waves are rolling over the boat, the lightning is flashing, the thunder is crashing. I mean, it is a brutal stretch. And the response in that storm really does show what it is that the disciples are fearful of. They're fearful of the things that they do not control, but do not understand that Jesus can. So they offer up prayers of panic. Now remember, it was just a few moments ago that they had seen Jesus perform extraordinary miracles. Now, what child of God, what believer, what follower of Jesus hasn't experienced this kind of fear? I have. I've had moments where I've thought, well, this one might be out of Jesus's reach. This one might be a problem. This one might be a situation where, okay, we need more than God on this one. Oswald Chambers, the great writer of so many devotions, explains how the way you pray reflects the character of your faith. Listen to what he says. Our Lord has a right to expect that those who claim to be his should have an understanding confidence in him. But too often, our trust is in God up to a certain point. Then we go back to the panic prayers of those who do not know God. We get our wits' end. We get there and we just don't know what to do, showing that we have not the slightest confidence in Jesus at all. We have the confidence and his governance over the entire world. He seems to be asleep and we see nothing but the breakers and the storm that lies ahead of us. Oh, us of little faith. Oh, man, that speaks to me so much, and I bet it speaks to you as well. Oh, you of little faith, today I want to invite you to take a greater step of faith. I mean, what an unbelievable pang must have shot through the disciples and at times us. What a pang will go through us when we realize that we might have produced downright joy in the heart of Jesus by remaining absolutely confident in him no matter what was ahead. And yet, we seem to struggle with that. It's hard to be a hypocrite in the vortex of a crisis. Isn't that true? I mean, let me say that again. When I read it this morning, it just absolutely blew my mind. It is hard to be a hypocrite in the vortex of a crisis. There isn't time to paste on a mask or worry about what other folks think. When you're confronted by a crisis, the true character of your faith will emerge, unvarnished and unannounced. But it's never too late to let God still the storm in your heart and teach you to rest confidently in him. He will strengthen your faith as you rely on him. Listen, friend, give yourself a little crisis checkup by putting the words panic and pray in the following statement. When I'm facing a crisis, first I blank, and then I blank. Well, friend, whatever it is today, rush to him. Run to the Lord Jesus. He is the one that holds in the palm of his hand every answer that you need for whatever it is that you are struggling with. And may you walk in his confidence and in his faith this day. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.